The Art of Work, Section 4. So I return to a reasoned and thorough study of wisdom and folly. Just as the wise ones before me, I too concluded that wisdom provides some benefit, but folly never can. Wisdom and folly are as day as tonight, for the wise can see where they are going, but the fool stumbles along in the dark. Yet the same fate overtakes them both, so what is gained by being wise? Even the pursuit of wisdom is futile, for in days to come the wise person, like the fool, will die and be forgotten. Then I felt as if I had wasted my life because all the work I had done under the sun only distressed me. It was as futile as chasing the wind. I grew to despise everything I had worked so hard for because I must leave it all to my successors. I cannot know if they will be wise or foolish, yet they will have control over all the work into which I have poured my effort and abilities. My heart filled with despair, for although I worked with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, my estate will be left to someone who may destroy it, and this is both futile and a great misfortune. Yesterday I talked about my love of building and great projects, but I also possess a powerful imagination which has resulted in the writing of a series of epic-length young adult novels. At times these two creative forces, my construction projects and my imagination, tangle together, and right in the middle of a great project I will suddenly stop and look ahead to a day when everything I am working on right now will be torn apart to make room for another person's definition of progress. I know for certain that it's not only time and chance and thorns and thistles that will slowly erode my work. At some point, everything I am carefully crafting today will pass into another person's hands, and they will have the right to decide to do whatever they want with it. They may actually take great joy in clearing the ground of my work to make room for their own dreams. Either that, or they may make a quick sale of my great project to fuel some ill-conceived idea that will most certainly fail and waste both my lifelong efforts and their own time. We all know this to be true, but very rarely do we draw that curtain aside to consider that what we are working on so diligently will simply not last long in the hands of our successors. No one wants to face that future, for as Qohelet says, it can fill our hearts with despair. Yet those are the facts, and Qohelet is not one to shy away from taking a good hard look at this reality so we can determine what is the best way to live today. If the great projects of today will become the ash heaps of tomorrow, maybe there is a better way to still enjoy our work and let our hearts find joy as we are working without being so focused on a future goal that we forget to enjoy the people around us. Perhaps our descendants might be less inclined to tear down or sell off our efforts if they had actually enjoyed working alongside us during the building instead of being ignored as we pursued our grand projects and goals. My name is Vance Newdorf. These are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.